It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado health officials say vaccine distribution guidelines are already getting a little blurry, and that's okay with them. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Scott Sherman is with the Colorado National Guard. He says the timing on these vaccines is tricky.
Once you puncture that vial, you really have 6 hours to use that vaccine.
And so he says it's better to not waste any time figuring out the precise priority of who goes first.
Even if it's phase 1A or 1B, that you at least have those people in line, because a shot in the arm to anyone in those phases is certainly better than a wasted vaccine.
Colorado has already received 100,000 doses of vaccine, and the state has already given one dose to 40,000 people. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The pandemic has forced houses of worship to modify their Christmas services this year. Tamara Boynton with the Interfaith Alliance says congregations have gotten innovative.
They've been able to let go of some of those traditions because they've been taken from us, and in their place, communities have been able to create new traditions or create new ways of experiencing the holy during this time.
Some churches are holding drive-in services. Others will have candlelight vigils and singing outside. NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, will again tonight be tracking Santa from its headquarters at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs. Major Cameron Hillier says kids who call in always have two main questions.
One, where's Santa? Two, when's he getting to my house? Those are the two primary questions right off the top.
It will be harder to reach a NORAD operator this year. The base usually brings in hundreds of volunteers, but only base personnel and their families will be doing it tonight. Children who call 877-HI-NORAD will still get an updated recording, and NORAD's Santa Tracker is available online. This is CPR News.